Good morning. We are Masechet Erevin, Daf Lamed Aleph. We saw in the bottom of Daf Lamed. So we see over here the Machloket now that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim similar is based on Machloket in that bright with regards to Ohel Ohel Zaruk Shmei Ohel. What else says Vahadat Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Now we got another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that no problem, you go into a cemetery, and now we got another Makor of Rabbi Yehuda, right? And this is. The Marshal says Tanya. That's a Brighton, right? This says not the Tanya, but not Vahata, just the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'arvin the Kohen Tahor Betruma Tahora Bekevim. Says over here that you can make an Eruv for a Kohen who's Tahor, right? It was a Kohen who's able to eat Truma, because he's Truma. Just a couple of points worth mentioning. A Kohen who is Tameh can't eat truma. Correct? Kohen who's tamei can't eat truma at all. Truma tamea, we've learned before, right? You have to destroy. You can't use truma tamea. Remember, that was the whole thing about always not wanting to burn it. So you got a Kohen tahor can eat chulin and he can eat truma. A Kohen tamei can't eat truma. And truma tamea, a Kohen can't eat either. You with me? Let me say that again. Truma tahora, good quality truma, a Kohen can eat it so long as he's tahor. If a Kohen himself is tameh, he can't eat the truma. If a Kohen is tahor and the truma is tameh, he can't eat the truma either. No one can eat that truma. A Kohen can eat chulin and he can eat truma tahora. That's what he can eat. He can't eat truma tameh, and that's assuming that he's tahor. And if he's tameh, he can't eat it either. Right, so now, Rabbi Yehuda says over here, Marvin the Kohen Tahor, a Kohen who is Tahor, but Truma Tahor, but Kevin. Radu Garashi, the Kosher came by Cholin, Mosa Cholin, obviously Cholin can also eat. Dinami, Mitame Chazule. Right? Even if he's Tamei, a Kohen, he can eat Cholin. Right? All our Kohanim today, well, we don't like to say that, but they Tamei mate at the end of the day, right? Even though they don't go to cemeteries, they aren't allowed to voluntarily make themselves Tamei, even they are Tamei mate, but they're Tamei mate. And they can eat, if they're going to truma, they can eat chulin. So chulin is not a problem. Right? Afilu, el afilu betruma, Rashi says, the imit am'a lo chazile. If it becomes tameh, they can't eat it. Efshar lemavit akantre, right? So he says, the imit am'a lo chazile. Efshar lemavit akantre. How do we do that? We'll see in a second. Verashi says, v'dafke naka tahor betruma. Why are we talking about it? Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a kosher kohen, a tahor kohen with tahor truma. About tamei lo, the lo chazidei, because you can't lo kohen tamei, lo kohen tahor. Now we can eat truma that is tamei, the kohen tamei betor nami lo. Also, like, basically, that's actually what I said early on. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question: Heichi azil, how will this work? Right? How will this work over here that the kohen can go and eat his truma, his eruv? Remember, the eruv is got to eat it, got to at least be able to eat it. So the kohen makes the eruv in the cemetery. That's not a problem. He can get into the cemetery with a teva, shade, or mikdash. He's got to actually get to the food. How does he eat the food? That's the Gemara's question. Right? So, heichi azil, look at Rashi over there. B'sheda teva mikdash. So he says, look at Rashi. Heichi azil b'sheda mikdash. Ba'kevan da'ach. Klomar, nehid Rabbi Yehuda afilu b'beit akvot ikatakanta. We understand Rabbi Yehuda says you can go into the matter cemetery in a funeral. You can make an eruv in a cemetery. L'meizu b'sheda teva mikdash. Because you can get there. The Korshach and Kevin Yechidin, how much more so if it's just a one-off grave in some way that's easy. They haven't got a problem wandering through graves. Shachol HaMoritz can stand next to the grave. Ela miheicha truma. Michi ancha hatam metame ba'au lo shel kevin. But the problem is the truma, where are you putting it? We understand how the coin gets there. Because you can get carried in there in a box and you can prevent himself from becoming from all the graves. But by the way, he has to put the eruv down somewhere. He puts the Eruv down in a grave, so that tumah, the Eruv becomes Tameh. Good question, right? So that's what it says. Hey, Chiazil, b'shita mikdash, b'ha kevan da'achta itmalei, the food becomes Tameh. The Gemara says, now, what food are we talking about that he made the Eruv with? B'shelo huchshira, or she'nilosha b'meip. Remember Yad Shachat Dam, right? That they're the seven liquids that you have to machshir. Any food which hasn't come into contact with one of those seven liquids isn't mukhshar l'tumah, cannot be makabel tumah. So we're saying, oh no, he made food with something that wasn't yet mukhshar l'tumah, so therefore was never wet in the seven foods, or nilos made peirot, or he might have made bread, which was the wheat was wetted with fruit juice. Now, there are two types of fruit juices which would be tame. That's olives and grapes, right? Because yayin and shemen. But all the others, if you use apple juice or orange juice or grape or fig juice or pomegranate juice or whatever other juice, carrot juice, right? So those are not considered liquids, mayim, for the sake of yachachatam of machshir l'tumah. So if your wheat was dry wheat, and the first time it got wet was when it used it with orange juice, and now you've got orange juice bagels, so that in theory is in makabel tumah. So that's find a solution now. How you can put the food down there, food become tame because you want to have food that the kohen can be right to eat. And this, by the way, I think it was, who was it, Hananiah or Sumchus? Who was it we learned? Who was it? Let's say, was it Hananiah or Sumchus? I think Sumchus was it that said that we saw in the Mishnah that the whole idea of Yayin le Nazir was that the Nazir himself can't eat it, but somebody else could eat it. So maybe we could say the same thing over here. If it became Tameh, so then he can't eat it, but maybe someone else can eat it. But that's why Rashi gave us this whole long introduction. Truma, that once it becomes Tameh, nobody can eat. You with me? So it's not like in a normal case we said, if it's no good for the Kohen, but Yisrael could eat it. No. Truma, Tameh, no one can eat. So you can't find, there's no atya. Once that truma becomes Tameh, it's ois. No one can eat it. It's not right to anybody. We have to have an Eruv that's at least right to somebody. Right? So we said, okay, that's beautiful, right? But the Kohen has to be able to pick up the food off the kever and eat it. How does he do it? If he sticks his hand over the kever, so he becomes Tameh now. Bohel. What, Rabbi?
He wears gloves.
He wears gloves.
That's the clothes that we're all used to now.
It's a good question. If a Kohen is wearing gloves, I don't think that gloves prevents the tumah. I mean, I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm being dead serious. In a Shidah, Teva, Umigdal, it's a big thing. It's got 40 Sayah. It's considered like a unit of its own. So that we call it Ohel Zaruk. So that's like a house. So that's chotzetz between the tumah and the person. I'm not sure that gloves do that. So otherwise, it would be a good solution, right? So stick on gloves. But I don't think the gloves will help over here at all. So, look at Rashi. He's going to eat it. The Rabbi Yehuda ra'ui le'ochlo by Rabbi Yehuda needs the food has to be ra'ui to be eaten. Midanakat war. I says, but if he spoke, he chose the tahor but tahora kosher a tahor coin with tahor truma. Velo ichshar tamei but tahora. And there's no way here that tamei of either direction will help. Mishum the chazir lachrini. You can't now, like I said, you can't say it's good for somebody else. You have to make a mechitza and eat. So we realize that there has to be a separation between him and the kever. How's he going to eat them? How's he going to eat the truma? Rashi says over here, "Veichi mighty." He says, "Bepshute kli eit the lo mekable tumah." So you know what? Don't worry. He'll stick like tongs. He'll pshute kli eit like his pieces of wood, and he'll put the wood across like big chopsticks, and he'll bring it across over the kever, right? That's what the Gemara says, but the Gemara says, but how will he do that? Hakamahil, but by leading himself over the kever to get the stuff, right? Rashi says, Hakamah, kasach delke, sheyesh bekli poteach tefach, o bekifor tefach, v'gazur adam anos'o be'ovi amardeh, b'yitzot ha'shabbos. There's a whole gzeris here. I don't know all the details of Tumah, but there's a problem with him using these things to get over. He's getting mahil. The Gemara says, the ma'itile achore. How will he do it? Hakamahil. I think we're talking about Aviyah. I don't want to get into all the details of Aviyah, but there's a whole story, a whole long Yerushalmi about how this all works. If you've got, even you could say that he's in this kli, in the Teva, Shudah, Migdal, and he could stick Kalim out through that. But then there's a part that if that's got a point sticking out, it could Mahil as well. So the Gemara says that you bring it from the back. Why from the back? Rashi, the kli she'ein b'chodo tefach, love ohel hu. If there isn't a sharp point of this thing in the front, at the back, there's no sharp point. It's all dinim of tumah tara. Forget it. Let's just not get too stuck in it now. Right? It won't be an oil. The Gemara says, wait a second. Nihachi, then my time is Rabbanan. If it's so pashut that everybody's going to be happy the way that he gets that he's able to retrieve this Eruv, then why did Rabbanan not say yes as well? Why is it only Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda says it. Why did Rabbanan? The Gemara says, Kasavre, what's Rabbanan's problem? Asur liknot bayit beisurei hana'a. Separate story altogether. Now, let me stop for half a second. Just mention two words over here. For me, it's Nyan Adyom, because I'm learning now Hilchot Aveilut. In Hilchot Aveilut, Simanim Shulchan Aruch, it's asur to get any hana'a from a kever. You can't get hana'a from a kever. The problem is, can you lean on a kever? Can you sit on a kever? Can you walk through a kever? Can you trample over a kever? You're getting hana, all things asur to get hana from a kever. Especially at times, you've got to get from one grave to the other, and you can't go out against this one grave, so you can walk over the grave. But as a rule, you can't lean on a grave or sit on a grave. You can't get hana from a kever. This is over here. Watch Rabbanan's story. Kesavre Chanan, the opinion that asulik, you can't do kniat bayit. What's kniat bayit? You kone your bayit, your eruv, right? What's the idea of eruv? When you make an eruv, that area now where the eruv is becomes your bayit, right? So you acquire your home. You acquired your home over there. You can't acquire your home by putting an eruv on the grave. Why? Because there's an isur hana'a. You can't get hana'a from the grave. Look at Rashi. The very first wide lines of Rashi. Bekever, with a grave. Fahanahi, and this is what's the hana'a, says Rashi. The fact that now, as a result of putting that thing there on the grave, you can now go out of your tchum. You're getting hana from the grave. The grave, you're benefiting. It's allowing you now to walk out of your tchum. The chol tashmishay hamet, says Rashi. Any purpose, useful purpose or benefit from a dead body is asurin bahana. You can't get hana from anything dead. The naftam sanhedrin. Mi vechamot vevatamot sham Miriam. So the Miriam died there. Says sham Miriam vegama sham. So there's exactly shava of sham from Egla Rufa, Rabbi Egla Rufa. Right, vafilu b'Israel nami asher Rabbanan, even Israel not just a kohen. Vahadet not kohen. And that's a dafka kohen. Odiachak chod Rabbi Yehuda. Why dafka kohen? That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Even a kohen, right? But anybody, because exactly shava Egla Rufa, that you don't take any hana from Egla Rufa. Got to go to a place, a tan that wasn't worth it. You call it hanah from the glarufa and sham from Tom Sham Miriam. So anybody dead is like a glarufa. You call it hanah from them. So that's Rabbanan's story. That they say you call it hanah. So now the Gemara says like this. Sidetracks what Michal Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mutar. So Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to get hanah from the dead. Right. The Gemara says, "Kesavar mitzvot lav lehanot nitnu." Again, to all new realm now of halacha, where mitzvahs nitnu lehana'a or not. In other words, are you allowed to get hana'a from a mitzvah? Is mitzvahs for hana'a? And now, if I'm commanded to do a mitzvah and I do a mitzvah, and in the process I benefit. There's a mitzvah to make an eruv. Let's say only mitzvah drabbanan, but still. So now, the fact that I make an eruv. We'll see in a moment that, ideally speaking, you only have to make an Eruv Chatzerot, an Eruv Tchumin, for the Davar Mitzvah. So you want to go and do Bikur Cholim, or you want to go and you want to do Nichum Avelim, or you want to go and be a Shaliach Tzibur in a Minyan, or you want to go blow Shofar, you want to go hear Megillah, for those sorts of things. Okay, Megillah's not a good one, right? You don't read Megillah on Shabbos. But I'm saying you want to go and hear, I don't know, Kriyat HaTorah, right? You want to go hear a Shir. So the Davar Mitzvah, now you need an Eruv. You aren't ready to mention an Eruv because you feel like going to visit your friend. Maybe there's some we saw opinions as well that's Onek Shabbos. So maybe also, okay. But the Indian is this Davar Mitzvah. So now, you are fulfilling a mitzvah by going to hear Kriyat HaTorah. The fact that you're going to benefit from that, that's not called Hana'a. Because mitzvahs are not Nula Hana'a. So the fact that you're fulfilling a mitzvah, even if you're getting Hana'a from it, we don't consider it being Hana'a. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will say, mitzvahs are not Nula Hana'a. And therefore, when you put your Eruv on the Kever, you were being fulfilling a mitzvah. So the fact that you were getting Hana'a out of it, that you could walk out of the Tchum, is not called Hana'a if you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda will say, there's no problem. And that's why it's not that Rabbi Yehuda says, Savar Mutar, to get Hana'a from the dead. It's that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, Kesavar mitzvot lo lehanot nitnu. It's not called hana'a. If you're fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not called hana'a. So therefore, you can use it dead. You got it? Right, look at Rashi over here.
Darren.
Yeah.
Your mitzvah is not the hana'a of the kever. The mitzvah is what you're going to do. That's the hana'a of the mitzvah, not the fact that the kever...
No, but because you're fulfilling a mitzvah, right? We don't say, you're getting hana'ah. Now, the fact that you can walk in an Eruv, what was the hava? I mean, what do we call getting the hana'ah? Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi. It says, v'ha hana'ahi. How does he define hana'ah? What is the hana'ah? The mystery bay le meifak chutchum. You're allowed to go out of your tchum. So the fact we said, you're getting hana'ah from this dead body. Why? Because the fact that you put an Eruv on his grave, you now benefit from the fact that you can now walk out of your tchum. And that's called getting hana'ah from the dead body. Because the fact that you put your Eruv on his grave, you got hana'ah. You got Rabbi Yossi says, that's not called hana'ah. Me leaving my tchum and being able to walk an extra 2,000 amas to go and hear a shir is not called getting hana'ah. It's called fulfilling a mitzvah. Right? So you're right. The mitzvah is going to hear the shir. But we don't call the fact that you can now leave your tchum extra 2,000 amas hana'ah to go hear the shir. We've got to hear a shir. And going to hear a shir is not hana'ah. None of you are enjoying this shir. You're doing it because it's limud Torah. You're suffering. You're going to tolerate me for 55 minutes every single day. But that's called limud Torah. That's not hana'ah. Okay? And even if you think you're getting hana'ah, it's not hana'ah according to this, right? So Ella had Amar. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not hana'ah. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella had Amar. Rabbi mitzvot lo nitun lav lahanot nitnu. So now he says, wait a second. We see here that Rabbi says. So now if you're telling me over here that Rabbi Yehuda says that cholek on Rabbanan and Rabbanan say that it is hana'ah, because Michal Rabbi Yehuda said mutar. We say no, we don't say mutar. He says that mitzvot lo lahanot nitnu. Therefore, it's not that it's mutar lahanot. It just isn't called hana'ah. So we say, if that's the case, then now we hear Rava says that mitzvot lo lehanot nitnu leme ketnaye amr lishmate. Now we see that what Rava paskened halocha is actually a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. It's machloket tanaim, or mitzvot litnu lehanot or not. Because we say that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not Yisru hana'ah. Why is it Yisru hana'ah? Because mitzvot are not hana'ah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He's cholek on Rabbanan. So now, when Rava in a later generation paskan halacha mitzvot lo lehanot nitnu, are you telling me now that's a machloket tanaim? Because now we're standing on machloket tanaim between Rav Banan and Rabbi Yehuda about mitzvot lo lehanot nitnu or ken lehanot nitnu. So Gemara will say it's an amalecha Rava. Rava will say no, it's not necessarily a machloket tanaim. Isvir lehu de ein ma'arvin el davar mitzvah. He says because we agree that when you make an Eruv, only the davar mitzvah. So if that's the case, the kula amma mitzvot lo lehanot nitnu, then it's not a machloket tanaim. By definition, what is an Eruv? The davar mitzvah. You can't make an Eruv just dumb. It's davar mitzvah. So therefore, if everybody agrees that you can only make an Eruv davar mitzvah, then everybody agrees that there's no such thing as mitzvot lehanot nitnu, at least with regards to Eruv, because Eruv is only davar mitzvah. And if it's davar mitzvah, mitzvot davar mitzvah. You're doing an Eruv for a mitzvah, not for hana'ah. That's what Rava says. So v'hachav v'hakim itzvah, but the machloket is a different machloket. So what's the machloket now between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? It's not about whether mitzvahs lehanot nitnu or not. It's like this: Ma'ar savar ein ma'arvin el ledavar mitzvah, u'ma'ar savar ma'arvin afilu ledavar reshut. That's the machloket. Because if you tell me that everybody agrees that only you can only make an eruv ledavar mitzvah, then we got nobody who will tell you that there's a hana'ah here because it's only for mitzvah. But what's the I'm telling you the machloket? The machloket is, can you make an eruv only the davar mitzvah or not? Because if you can make an eruv only the davar mitzvah, then everybody says there's no such thing as hana'ah. But if you can make an eruv the davar reshut, then there is hana'ah. So that's the machloket over here, right? Is that clear? I think it's clear, right? So look at Rashi over here. Had Rabbi Masech Rosh Hashanah been talking about shofar shel olah, right? You got an olah over there, right? An olah is a korban, so it's asur from hana'ah, and you're blowing shofar. So now, are you getting hana'ah or not? You might be fulfilling a mitzvah. If you're saying you're fulfilling a mitzvah and it's not called hana'ah because the mitzvahs weren't given for hana'ah, then you aren't over on hana'ah from a kochim, from a korban animal, because it's not called hana'ah. It's called making a mitzvah, blowing shofar, right? If it is hana'ah, then you wouldn't be able to use it because it's a kochim, it's asur b'hana'ah, it's hektish. So that's what it is. If you say a davar mitzvah is pashut, then davar mitzvah, nothing is hana, because everybody agrees that the mitzvah is lo nidul hana. But here, Rabbi, not agree that you can make an eruv le davar reshut. I think that's the aloha, by the way. So you can make an eruv le davar reshut, then we enter the realm of hana, because now suddenly there's another mitzvah, and you're going to make an hana, you're going to make an eruv, you're going to put the eruv on the grave. And the whole purpose of making the Eruv is because you want to go and visit your friend on Shabbos afternoon to have a cup of tea. And that's Hana. So now you're getting a cup, you'll be able to leave your Eruv, your Tchum, and go another 2,000 Amos and go have a cup of tea. That's not a mitzvah. And that Rabbanan says you're allowed to do. And therefore they say you can't use the grave, because the grave is now becomes a Hana'a and not a Davar mitzvah. What about Rav Yosef? But it seems over here that Rav Yosef will sit on Daf Pei Bet later on in this Masechta. Yosef says, Ein Marvin Ledavar Mitzvah. So according to Rav Yosef, so therefore, Lema Ketnai Amar Leshmate, we see that he Taka got a machloket, basing on a machloket. Yeah, he does interpret this as a machloket Tanaim now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, because he's saying that Elul Davar Mitzvah, where Rabbanan, we said a second ago, saying Elul Davar Shud. So I wonder if Rabbi Yosef also will say, no, the Kula Alma Eimar Vin Elul Davar Mitzvah. He says, everybody agrees with me. Uda Kula Alma Mitzvah Lo Lehe Not Nitnu. And I'll go one step further. He says there are two principles that everybody agrees on. One, you can only make a mitzvah, an eruv davar mitzvah, and bet everybody agrees that mitzvah lo lehe not nitnu. So why, what's Rabbanan, why do they say you can't use the grave? If it's le davar mitzvah and you can't get hana'ah, then where's the hana'ah here and using the grave? What's the problem? Why can't I use it? So he says, no, this is the machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Ubahakim yifrega. Mar savar, kevan dekana la eruv, lo nichalei bemintera. Look at Rashi over here. The one opinion says that once I've already acquired my Eruv, just before Shabbos, when your Eruv kicked in, you don't care anymore now if that Eruv stays until tomorrow, because what was important was that when Shabbos came in, your Eruv was an Eruv. Right, va'ad kniat Eruv inami nichele, lavana'ahi, demishu mitzvah, and even so, even until that moment, while the Eruv was busy being, converted into a kosher Eruv. You put down food, and now Barash Mashot, Shabbos comes in, and bunk now becomes an Eruv. During that time, you might have wanted to watch the food for a little bit. That's not called Hana'a, because Lo Nichele B'Mintra, you don't care any longer. Umar Savar, and the other opinion says, no, you do still want to guard that food. Why? Because you might want to eat it tomorrow. And that's now Hana'ah. So where's this? Why would Rabbanan say it's Asur? Because there is Hana'ah here. What's the Hana'ah? The Hana'ah is from eating the food tomorrow. Yeah, when you walk there, you walk your 2,000 Amas, right? When you walk now, what happens is you walk from your house to this Eruv, and from there you got another 2,000 Amas to walk. You've now walked a kilometer, you're pretty hungry. Now you're going to sit down and want to eat the food. That's Hana'ah. And that you can't get Hana now from the dead body. Now the food was being kept safeguarding for you in the grave, and that was the Hana that you got, and that's why you can't use the grave. So we see basically, we come around full circle, it's not necessarily the fact that you got Hana from the grave to make the Eruv, it's that you might, Rabbanan's Isser is that you might want to afterwards get benefit from eating the food, and which is the Eruv is really oist. The Eruv was a kosher Eruv once Shabbos kicked in on Friday night. Even if the birds came or the dogs came and they ate that Eruv, it's a kosher Eruv. So your Eruv is there. Now there's no longer Hana'ah purposes. But you might want to look after it and do something on the grave and hide it away in such a way that tomorrow when you want to arrive there to eat it, it'll be a kosher Eruv, to a food to eat. That would be the Isra Hana'ah. That's what Chacham Da want you to do. Okay, new Mishnah. Marvin B'demat. Now, I didn't look, to be honest with you. I actually regret it. But this sounds to me very, very similar to what we learned in Masechet Brachot. The whole thing of what you can make a zimun with demai and all the foods that you can use to join in with. I don't know why. I haven't looked at it. If somebody's got ability now, look at Masechet Brachot at the very beginning of the Perek there, Shlosha She'achlu, I think. That's the third perek. I think you'll find out. To me, it sounds almost the same. Ma'arvim b'demai. You can make an error with demai. What is demai? Right? Remember, demai is a safek. That you bought food from an amaretz, and you're not sure if you took truma, but we say most amaretzim do take truma, and therefore you take off truma without a brocha. Right? So he says, Ma'ar, you can make a demai for eruv. Rashi says, "Mekakish lechami amaretz v'lo yifish mimena demai." You didn't take it right. Ma'aseh rishon shenatla trumato, and ma'aseh rishon that you've taken off the truma, right? Shenatla trumato, and the truma that you take off the ma'aseh rishon, remember the lady also has to give the kohen trumat ma'aseh, right? He's giving him a tenth of what he got. Ma'aseh sheni v'hekdesh, and ma'aseh sheni, right? V'hekdesh shenivdu, which you had redeemed already. So that's good. Right, v'ha'kohanim b'chala, and there's a Mishnah Shas has a version of the kohanim b'truma, and they can use truma. We saw a second ago with Rabbi Yehuda. Aval lo b'tevel, but you can't use tevel. Tevel's vada that you haven't taken off ma'as truma from the food yet. You can't use that for an eruv. It's not ravi l'achila. V'lo b'ma'as rishon shelo natla truma to, not ma'as rishon the lady got and hasn't yet taken off the truma the trumat ma'as. V'lo b'ma'as sheni v'hegdish lo lifted. You can't use ma'as sheni v'hegdish, which ma'as sheni you have to eat in Jerusalem. So you can't use that for your Eruv, and you can't use, and Hegdesh, which you haven't redeemed, which is called Hegdesh, is Asur Juvah Na'ah. And Rashi says, that you can do the redemption. You haven't done the Pidyon now, so it's Asur to you. So we'll see in the Gemara. What's like this? Demai, halo chazilei. The Gemara said, I understand what demai is not chazilei. Why isn't demai chazilei? It is good for him. Why not? What can he do? He could just mafkir. He can say, all my possessions are now hefka. And he becomes an ani. Doesn't own anything. And we know, right? A poor person can eat demai. Hashlami chazilei. Ditnam. We've got a Mishnah. And we've all learned this Mishnah. Right? It's quite a Vien demai. But I think we learned in Brasek and Brachot as well. Now, ma'achlida in demai, you can feed poor people demai. Actually, still listen in our Gemara early on. The etachsani as well, all the soldiers. You can feed soldiers as well. Maybe the soldiers come into the town, they become your burden, and you can feed them demai as well. You don't have to go in with the safek only to take extra food, throw away food. You can give them the food as well. So what's the problem? There's an easy way. You have to eat it. V'am Rav Huna, Tana Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Machlila Ani Demai, V'Hil Omrim Machlila Ani Demai. And we see that in Beit Shammai Cholek, and we Paskenak V'Hilel. So the Gemara doesn't understand why you can't give demai. Seems like you can. That's what Mishnah says, that you can give demai. Sorry, ma'arim b'demai. And they see why it's pashut, because demai is ra'ui to you to eat. Because you could essentially become mafkir, become poor guy, it's ra'ui to a poor person. Anyhow, I would go so far as you don't have to make yourself poor. Since it's ra'ui to a poor person, we'd like the same thing as Yain and Nazir. Yain and Nazir himself can't drink the wine, but somebody else can drink the wine. So same thing over here, make an eruv with the demai, because a poor person or a soldier could eat it. So that's the demai. Then ma'aseh rishon shenitla trumato. The Gemara says, pshita, what's a chilush avia? He goes, no, there is a chilush avia. This should become familiar to you in a second. What's the name tzicha? What tzicha? Sheikdimu b'shibulin v'natla v'menu trumat ma'aseh lota v'menu trumat gedola. The levi went to the farmer before there was miruach hakri. Remember the idea of the truma only comes when they ask for the whole process and he makes a big nice pile and the food, the grain is all ready. That's at that moment he's chayv in truma and ma'aseh. If the lady got there before he had done that, the guy's still busy on the threshing floor, the lady says, "Does it please, I'm hungry, help me," and he gives the lady some food, right? And the lady then goes home. The lady has to still do trumat maser, that he has to give to the kohen. But truma gedola, the first truma of just any amount, or 1/50th, if it's ba'ayin yafa, right, a 50th, right, like 2%, so that the balabayit was meant to give to the kohen first. And then from the 98%, he was meant to give 10% to the levy. And the levy was meant to give 10% of that to the kohen. So the kohen would have got 2% from the balabayit and 9.8% the levy would have got 9.8% because it was 10% of 98. He would have got 9.8%. And the 9.8%, he would have given 10% of that. So what is that? That's 9.8, 10% of 9.8 is just under 1% of the total amount, right? It's like 0.98% of the total amount. So the lady would have got 2 from the balabait, the coin would have got 2 from the balabait, and 0.98 from the lady would have got 2.98% of the whole story. Now he's missing that 2. Okay? So from the original, from the, now he's not really, not the whole 2, because the lady now got a whole 10%. And he gave a whole 1% to the coin. So the coin is missing from 2.98. He's only got, he's now only got 1%. Now got this pen. Now basically never got the Truma Gadola. So what's going on over here? We might have thought that now that Truma, that Maaseh Sheni the Levi got, which has got the Truma Gadola in it, it's tevel for Truma Gadola because we can't use it. The Gemara says, no problem. Why? Said like this, patur mitruma gedola. Doesn't matter, you can use it as an eruv. Because once the levy got there first, and exempt now, there's no longer truma gedola. The pasuk says, you must take from there, menu it's the maaser min ha-maaser, the levi's trumat maaser, the lord truma gedola, the trumat maaser min ha-maaser, but not truma gedola as well. So I'm going to have Papa Abaya. So Papa said, what are you talking about? Yeah, that's the case. I feel you're doing a green nami. Then why only there? Whenever the levi gets before the kohen, he should be patur then from truma gedola. Why dafka only b'shibulin when it's in the earlier stages, even in the end, when it's already nicely piled there? And it's chavdru, and the lady gets there first. Tell her, what do you want? The lady got there. Tell the coin, I'm sorry, Mr. Coin, the lady got here first. You'll have to, like Yaakov and Esav. You know, when Esav arrived with Yitzchak, said, what do you want? Yaakov already been. You know, what do you want from me? He said, Amalei, he says, no, Lech Amar Christ. He says, Dafka for you, he says, for you, Rabbi Lech Laki says to our papa, Abai says to our papa, I've got a pasuk specially for you. Right, waiting for you. He says, Mikol ma shotechem. The whole pasuk, the pasuk says over here, it says, La rola koe mikol motnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem, all the trumas, mikol chebo et mikdasho mimenu. He says, no, you've got to give it all. So he says, I don't understand. Iachi umayra ita. So how come you decided that the previous pasuk you quoted, varimu tem mimenu trumat Hashem, there you decided it excludes the truma gedola. And now suddenly you're interpreting this pasuk that includes the truma gedola. Make up your mind. So it says, no, they're very different. Why? Maraita. So it says, Maraita. Look at Rashi over here. Maraita mukemet kra de chiubak dimatobe kri. Ukra de patrubak dimapeshi. How can you decide that the one pasuk is coming to give you a ptor when he got there at the shibulim, and the other pasuk is giving us a chiub when he got there at the kri? It says, ha idgan vaha lo idgan. At the one time it's called dagan, and at the once, at the earlier stage, it's not yet called dagan. Rashi over here, hi hikdimu bekri. If he came when it was already a mound, idgan the kavan denikrad dagan. It's called dagan. Nase tevel truma. Because Rashi dagan chad says Rashi, you're first of your dagan. For haba when he came at an earlier stage, vechishak levi adayin lo haya tavul truma. It's not called dagan, and therefore everything works out well. So we see the chiddush over here that if you did maase rishon, which before the balabai got a chance to do truma gedola. And the levy had given maaser rishon to the kohen, it would be good. Okay, well, maaser sheni vehegdesh, and if to the same idea now, we got this now maaser sheni and hegdesh, which you've redeemed. There was a pshita. Why? What's the problem? I don't understand. Why would that be having a not to? So I said, Lord Shecha, there's a chilu still. Why? Remember, when you do redemption, when you put in maaser sheni or hegdesh, so you don't only redeem the value, the keren, right? What's the keren in English? The capital value, what's the keren? I don't know.
Principal,
thank you. The principal. But you also have to add 25% of the principal. And that's called the chomesh. That's called the fifth. Remember, we discussed it many times. Once you gross it up, so the 25% you added is now a fifth of the whole amount, because now you've got 5 quarters. So it's called the chomesh. It's 20% because it was 25% of what you gave. But it's a gross. So it's not, you don't give 20%, you give 25%, and that's called the chomesh. So now what happens is you did the redemption, but you didn't also pay the 25%, the chomesh. So what would we have thought? We see that it's important to give a chomesh, it's a mitzvah to give a chomesh, the chiyu to give a chomesh, but the chomesh isn't ma'akev. Even before you gave the chomesh, you were still manage to redeem the kedusha out of the food, and you can use the food. Avalobe tevil, but the Gemara carries on and quotes the Mishnah, but you can't do an eruv with tevil. Tevil's pashut that you've never used to give in any trumas and masses. And it says pshita. Well, why would you ever have a meaning that you could use tevil? And it says Lord Shecha. Why? But tevil to mid rabbanan. Now we're talking here about tevil to rabbanan. We might have thought that tevil to rabbanan, maybe we saw as well that if you've got a pot plant that's got no holes in it, and you've got a fruit or vegetables growing in that pot plant, so you've got to take truma de rabbanan. Because midoraita, it's only what was nourished from the ground. If there's a hole in the pot plant, so then we say it grows out of the ground. If there's no hole, it's anunakuv, so it's only sudra banan. You might have thought that tevil drabanan you also can't use. Kamash by the tevil drabanan you can use as an eruv, right? Because it's only in sudra banan. I don't want to use the words only, because sorry, Akiva was very makpid on washing his hands. He was prepared to die for that. So I don't use the word just only drabanan, but still, as far as eruv is concerned, Chamim allowed you to use that. Next thing we saw over here was I lost my place. Did I skip something?
No.
Did I skip that?
No. You know, we're up to.
We're up to?
We just did Nakuv, Sheino Nakuv.
Thank you. Right, and now what about Maaser Rishon that you haven't taken the truma of the Maaser out? And we say, well, pshita, why would I think you could use that? Now look at Rashi over here. Shlonit la trumato. Shlonit la trumato. Kesaka datach, he says, the havamin at the moment is, we're talking about trumat Maaser, what the lady's meant to give to the Kohen. And that's why the Gemara says, Pashut, if you haven't taken Trumat Maaseh, then why would you think you could use it? It's Tevel, there's Truma in it. Gemara says, no, Shekdimu Bekriv and Atlam in a Trumat Maaseh. What's going on over here? That he arrived there at the Kri now, right? Before the Kohen got there, but it was already at the Kri time for Truma Gedola, and he took Trumat Maaseh, but there was Nivlo Natlam in a Truma Gedola. But he hadn't yet taken the Balabai Truma Gedola. What did we have thought? Why would there be a Havamin that we could use it? We would have thought that maybe like earlier on, that there we would have thought that just like the lady got there first and he took Trumat Maaseh, maybe the fact that he got there first, he's part of Trumat Gedola. And he says, no. So that, he says, So the answer there was that there's a difference between Kri and Shibulin. It only worked when you got there at the time of the Shibulin. From the time of the Kri, when it's really ready for Truma Gedola, it wouldn't work, and therefore it's Asur, and you can't use it. We have to know that as well. Then we say, Lord Master Sheikh is Lord Niftu, if you haven't redeemed it, was also Pshita. Why is it the Chidush? Lord Chicha. What's the Chidush? She Padan Velo Padan Kilchatan. You did a pidyon, but you didn't do it properly. And I thought, you know what? I did the pidyon anyhow, so I can use it. The Lord said, no, you have to have proper pidyon. Now, what does it mean, proper pidyon? Proper redemption. Maaseh Shepedo Agav Asimon. You did it on a coin that hasn't got a tzura. We need vetzarta, right? Look at Rashi over here. Asimon ma'a belo tzura, a fanton below us. You know, in Israel, you have the asimonim for the telephones, like just like those, like coins or like any. If you got a washing machine, you know, if you're in hostels and that, you get these like coin that just you can drop in like a asimon. Like I got no shape, it's a plain piece of steel that you can't use for redemption. Because Rashi says vetzarta kesef, right? The pasuk over here. It's a vitzarta kesef b'yadecha, right? You have to have proper tzura. Kesef shesh lav tzura. Hekdesh chilulu agabe kark as well. If you were makdish on kark as a work, Rabban Amar v'natana kesef. Now, it's interesting over here. If you look carefully, there's no pasuk reference here for v'natana kesef akamlo. Can you see that? There's no pasuk. For vitzarta kesef, we've got a pasuk. Right? Vitzarta kesef, right? That is a pasuk in Dvarim. But the Natana Kesef is not pasuk like that. I think I actually saw I think Tosfot mentions it over here. V'ava gav de ba'al meshav kesef v'kesef v'echi k'miyut ed rashin en ha'ikra v'mepat klal v'chel mashav v'b'chorot. Sh'ma v'ein podim lo b'krim v'lo b'hekdesh v'me farsh b'krim v'lo hekdesh v'te darish m'klal parivit v'b'yavit v'im achir v'lein. יש לומר, תראה, עניין זה חשיב תלוש בכסף. הנה מי, נא, אוקיי, so I don't see it, yeah, I read it somewhere. Maybe I saw it in Stalin's, I don't remember. But there is no pasuk, and it seems like it's basically like a construct. The Chachamim took another pasuk, but it's not the pasuk. It doesn't actually use these words. Yeah, it's like a construct of psuki from somewhere else, and Chachamim understood that it meant that, right? Okay. Tosfot on Shabbos?
28.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so I read it in a note somewhere. Maybe in the Stanzot, maybe in the Oscar, I'm not sure where I saw, but I saw that because I couldn't find the reference of the Pasuk. I looked around. Is it the Oscar said? Okay, so then I saw it. Yes, Oscar. So that is the story of there. We need a proper Tzura and we need Karka. And if we didn't do it properly, we might have thought it was okay. The word says that basically you can't do it. Right, so now, new Mishnah. Hasholeach eruv b'yad chere shote v'katan. Now, like in everything we've seen with regards to gittin, with regards to kiddushin, with regards to any shlichut, right? You can appoint a shaliach to do an eruv for you. So if you appoint an eruv for different, can a chere shote v'katan, or they kosher people to an eruv for you? So Gemara says, no problem. Hasholeach eruv b'yad chere shote v'katan, or b'yad misha eino modi b'eruv, eino eruvos. Not a good eruv. Sorry, I said no problem. I mean, you can't do it, right? Sorry. You can't do it. Right? Now it's interesting this idea here, mi she'eino modeh ba'eruv. If you send it with somebody who's a Jew, because a pasha that a goy can't be a shaliach, right? So it's a Jew who isn't modeh ba'eruv. Person who's not modeh ba'divad rabbanan. Now look, Rashi, I think he says kutim, right? Rashi says kuti. But it would be anybody who doesn't believe in Torah she'bal peh, you can't send him to be your shaliach for eruv. Quite amazing that, eh? Because you think that anybody's a Jew is a Jew. And if you use another Eruv, but if you'd said, listen, you sent him with a Chereshot of a Katan, but you sent him to somebody else, or a guy doesn't believe Eruv, but you sent him, listen, go give it to Chaim over there, and he gives it to Chaim, there is a good Eruv. Right? Hareze Eruv. We'll see in a moment in the Gemara, it talks about the Gemara, says the Katan law, and you can't use a Katan for Eruv. Vaha Amar Rav Huna Katan. Gova et ha'eruv, that a katan can go around collecting the eruv. Look at Rashi, gova et ha'eruv mi b'nei chatzer u'ma'arev aleihem. You can send your young kid around to all your neighbors in the chatzer to collect the eruv. So how come he can't go and do your eruv tchumin yer as well? So Rambam says lo kasha. Come by eruv tchumin, come by eruv chatzer. It's very different. Eruv tchumin, it doesn't work. Eruv chatzer came with Rashi. Eruv chatzer, the eruv erishutayu ba'almuhu hilchach mi'mele mi'arev. He says really. It's everybody's reshut. They're all there. So the guy throws his food in. It's part of the eruv. It's going to happen on its own anyhow. The katan's not doing anything. The katan's happened to be the guy holding the food. But if the guy gives the katan the food, he's already made the eruv. Right? So loch patlam, we don't care. We'll see that on. Balabait shayashutafim shchenav. And so if you're a partner in the land, you don't need an eruv because it's all yours anyhow. But eruv etchumin. So when it comes to Eruv Tchumin, Aknuye Shvitu, there's a kinyan here. You're doing a Maase kinyan, you're acquiring a new home. This is your house. Remember, according to Beit Shammai, he wants you to take your bed there and your clothes there and set up a new home. This is your house. Right? The katan lo alim lemikne, and a katan can't do it. Now, I'm just going to stop here for a second. I mentioned Beit Shammai. It reminded me, I think I saw it a bit. I'm a bit confused this morning. I don't know. I'm not 100% thinking straight. I was actually in the article or the start that I wanted to say, but I saw it, I read it somewhere. The question would be, what about Talmidei Beit Shammai? Right? Somebody look around there in the Stanzas, I think I saw it there. Talmidei Beit Shammai, who don't accept Eruv like Rabbanan, like Beit Hillel. And they say that for an Eruv to be an Eruv, you've got to put your bed there. So now if you use one of them as your shaliach to go and make you an Eruv, they don't really accept outing of Eruv. Are they considered law modeh ba'eruv? You with me? Because they chole completely on the din of eruv. That's not an eruv. What, he's sticking in a bit of food down there, two pieces of meat and a roll. That's not an eruv. Bring your bed. So they don't believe in eruv. So would they say, I think the answer would be that because at the end of the day, aloch is like ba'ilah, they accept it, it would be okay, and it would work. But okay, so
they accept the principle of eruv. They may not have the same idea of it, but the principle they will accept.
Okay, so you're a tzaddik, Steve. You give them benefit of the doubt, right? I would think that you could have a proper punch up over here over something like this. I can, in my mind, picture the Talmud of Hilabat Shammai fighting over putting the Arabian upon. You saw it there earlier with Rav Huna when he went and he pulled out the poles. Was it Rava? Who was it? When he went Shalfei, when he went pulling out the poles, right? Remember we had that. We had it a couple of duff ago. We're on Rav Kav Vav, go look there, Rav Kav Vav on Kav Hayam would bet. We had the Azar Avad Kana Kana Bachu Shosha. Azar Rava Shalfinu, he pulled them out. Why did he pull them out? So you don't think that Talmidei Beit Shammai would come and rip up your Eruv and say they're not Eruv? Of course it could happen. So, in the Unim, yeah, I remember that now, okay. So now, how come it works so easily if you give other guys to do it? Maybe he won't bring it to him. Maybe he actually won't get to him. How come it's so pashut? Okay, Rashi says, maybe the katan won't actually get to the guy and give it to him. How can you rely on that? But you saw it happening. Then it's okay. Right? You saw him actually going in the direction of the guy, and it's a hakiram. That's the deal. Maybe the guy didn't take it from him. So you saw the katan going, I sent him to Steve's house and I see him walking down the path and even going to the gate. But maybe he arrives there and Steve says, listen, I don't want this Eruv, take it away. Right? Maybe they took a look at Rashi. Never made the Eruv. They promised that he would do it. This is amazing. Write this down. Chazoka shaliach ose shlichuto. He quotes a Gemara from Nazi, from Gittin, from Chulin, all those places. Hachanami chazok eshliach osi shluchato. We got an assumption. Vayecha itmad Rav Chizda Rav Yechiel. So the Gemara says now, because look over here, we said like Rav Chizda said, b'omed v'roi. Then we said like Rav Yechiel said, chazok en shaliach. So the Gemara says, where was this? Where was this said? Where did they say these things? He says, aha itmar. They said it on this, the Tanya, natnu lepil v'holicho. Right, if you gave it to an elephant or to a monkey, now Rashi says over here, a kof appeal, pa'amim shayin melumadim. Sometimes they're very well trained. Okay, so you've got a trained monkey. Howard Abrams always had this idea of training monkeys to be your Shabbos goy. We actually learned once, I think in Masechet Shabbos, we learned it, didn't we? That you can't, you can't give it to a trained animal to be your Shabbos goy. So he says over here, "Noten apil v'olicho lekof v'olicho ein ze eruv." V'amar la'acher lekablo imenu ein ze eruv. But if you tell the animal, you tell your dog, your monkey, just here, could you go across the road over there and give it to him, then it's okay. Maybe the animal would bring it there. Amar avchizde v'omer v'roehu. V'dimelo makabehu. I tell you, Amar avchizde chazok eshliach osi eshlichuto. That's basically the story. That was the sugi over there, and the same thing over here with a katan as well. If you can rely on a monkey or an elephant, you can rely on a katan as well.